You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
If someone asked you to give up your technology, your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, your answer would likely be no way. But as much as we revel in technology that brings us all the bells and whistles, there's a growing sense that the technology is controlling us. The tail is wagging the dog. That thinking has led a couple of Michiganders to come up with something that uses technology yet strips it down to its purest form. No bells, no whistles. And that can keep you on task, free of distractions. Adam Lieb and Patrick Paul have come up with a device they call FreeWrite. It mixes old and new technology and comes up with a new tool for writers. Adam Lieb is here with us now via Skype. Welcome to The Next Idea, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
Let's say you need to write an article or write a paper. Just kind of describe what happens when someone typically sits down with a laptop or a tablet to do that writing.
We typically open it up and quickly are bombarded by the other things that are going on in our life, whether it's an email notification or Twitter or other social media. I think everyone has had the experience that when it's time to sit down and work, there's a lot of other things that are pulling at us. If you think about it, all of these other companies, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anyone else, they're really engineering their product to be as distracting as possible because they want people to be using it as much as they can. That's their whole aim, is to be constantly interrupting us and telling us, hey, check this, check that, interact with this other person. So that's what we're fighting against all the time.
And then there's the software, right, that's aimed at helping writers. In what ways?
There's a lot of different software that's out on the market that helps writers stay focused. This is really where our product, the idea for it, came about, because we saw a lot of writers using distraction-free software or distraction-free features on various types of software. And, you know, in some situations, that software will block out your other internet programs. It will actually turn off your Wi-Fi. It will prevent you from backspacing. So there's all these different features that help writers stay focused.
But then you wanted to take this and come up with a different way to write, right? So what got you thinking about a solution to this?
It really started with that software. And so it started with the conversation that my partner and I had. At the time, we were working on completely other subjects. And he was telling me about some distraction-free writing software that he used that prevented him from backspacing. And I just thought that that was a really draconian measure to put on yourself and quite crazy. It's a different way of writing, which is drafting top to bottom and separating the editing process for later. With that in mind, we started to think about distraction, not only from Twitter and Instagram, but also from ourselves. And so we quickly thought about an idea for creating a distraction-free writing environment that is not just software, but is also hardware, where everything in the device and on the software is designed 100% for the writer to stay focused and to help them move forward.
All right, so describe FreeWrite. What does it look like and how is it different?
It's hard to describe what it looks like, but it has a full-size, what we call a mechanical keyboard, which is a keyboard that actually has like moving buttons, kind of what people would think of as like an old-school keyboard, as opposed to a laptop keyboard. It has a 6-inch e-ink screen. Actually, the same screen that's in a Kindle, which is great because you can write outside. It has no glare. It works perfectly in external light. It's designed to be very ergonomic so that you can look at it and be very comfortable. There's a couple other buttons and switches, but that's really it. Again, the whole intent of this device is so that you can sit down, get to writing as quickly as possible. There's no software to open. There's no software to close. There's nothing to worry about in terms of going to come and distract you in terms of notifications. It's just you and the writing canvas.
People of a certain generation like me will say, gosh, we had that with typewriters, but there's something more now. What happens to what I write?
Like you said at the beginning, a great introduction, actually, which was we took the old and we brought it in with new technology. What we've done is we've included cloud technology. When you're writing, you are instantly syncing via Wi-Fi to the cloud. And we enable you to sync up to Google Drive, Dropbox, and Evernote such that once you set it, it's set it and forget it. And so everything that you're writing will instantly show up in your Dropbox account or your Google Drive account. And so there's no more, you don't have to think about saving or syncing or USB keys running around or, you know, restoring old copies. It's just always doing it in real time and very seamlessly.
I'm interested in the process as far as how did your idea change as you ushered it from what the two of you talked about when you were sitting together, you know, at that space in Detroit to the real world?
Well, I think something that I find myself very lucky to be able to do is almost take our original vision and bring it to fruition into a manufactured product, which I think is only something that could have been done in this kind of modern time where, you know, we had a big Kickstarter back in January 2015, and we just put everything out there for people to show, you know, this is the idea. And they spoke, and we raised $200,000 in the first 20 hours of our Kickstarter, and we met our goal very quickly. And that was it. I mean, we really were able to take something that we thought about very early on and bring it into something real. And it's hard to believe, but actually there hasn't been that much that we've changed since then. We've tried to accommodate more languages. We support something like 20 different languages now. We are trying to support other types of writing styles. I think that's probably the biggest thing, because there's all different kinds of writers out there. And so we really want to make sure that we're supporting all of them.
I know that you guys were in Detroit when you thought of the idea. Are you planning to grow your company in Michigan?
We were in Detroit. We actually met at an incubator space in downtown Detroit, and really where this whole thing started. We built the prototype at a maker space in Ferndale. We've since relocated to New York, but our roots, I think, are always going to be in Michigan. Both of our families are still there, and I think, you know, that's something that's been really important to our growth story and where we came from. So I think we think about that a lot, yeah, as much as we can.
Adam, you and Patrick grew up in Michigan, as you say. You are the kind of young entrepreneurs that this state wants. What do you need to bring your business to Michigan?
That's the big question. I think what it comes down to is probably access to capital. I think, you know, where there's money, people will follow. And, you know, that's why I think people go to the Bay Area, and that's why people come to New York or Boston. And there is money in Michigan, but the more there is, the more that can go around, and the more willingness that people will have to invest in early stage startups, I think, will really completely change, you know, the landscape.
I'm hearing you say that's the gap you're seeing in Michigan's ecosystem for entrepreneurs.
I think so. And the data is a little tricky because there is a lot of money in Michigan, but I think it's not typically going to the early stage tech startups that people are more used to hearing about and wanting to start. It's going more towards maybe some, you know, advanced manufacturing and biotech that's coming out of, you know, Michigan or University of Michigan and some other places. But, you know, for these really nascent ideas, it takes a lot of very liberal capital to go after them. And that's the kind of money that I think, you know, we most need in Detroit.
I don't want to let you get away without just talking a little more about technology. You know, I think about my career, which began in the late 70s, and, you know, there I am with my IBM Selectric 2, shout out to that, with the Orator font ball. And by the 90s, we had traded our electric typewriters for desktops. And then mid-90s, we got the internet. And, you know, and here we are today. The more bells and whistles, it seems, the more we like it. And you just look at the people camping outside the Apple store to be the first to get their hands on the new version of the smartphone. But I get the sense, are you getting a feeling that pendulum may be swinging back that the other way around, that maybe we don't want all the apps, all the distractions, all the time?
Yeah, and it's one of the most interesting things about our experience making this product is that it really connects mostly with the younger generations and even, you know, the digital natives, as people are calling them now, which is very surprising. And I think, you know, it's not people that grew up with typewriters or have a lot of experience with typewriters like yourself. It's really people that have never experienced a consumer electronic that's very devoted to a single purpose or a single task. And so I think that has been a really big eye-opener for us. And we try really hard not to kind of dumb it down for the purposes of dumbing it down. Everything was really intentionally thought about in terms of how can we help the writer move forward and how can we help them stay focused.
Adam Leib is the co-founder of FreeRide. Interesting product and an interesting illustration of kind of maybe what we need to build more of in Michigan's entrepreneurial ecosystem. Adam, thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.